Maverick Early Readers. The Four Little Pigs by Kimara Nye. Illustrated by Marcin Bruknalski. This is Turquoise Book Band. Turn the page when you hear the bell. Good. Let's begin. Tom's granny Mag is a bit unusual. She's a witch. Whenever Tom stays with her, something magical always happens. One night, Granny Mag read Tom a bedtime story.
Once there were three little pigs, she began.
I know that story, said Tom. It's boring. Granny Mag smiled.
Let's make it more exciting, she said. Abracadabra, with this spell, you'll enter the tale you know so well.
Tom landed beside three houses, one made of straw, one made of twigs, and one made of bricks. I'm a pig, Tom thought. I'm in the story. I must warn the three little pigs about the wolf. The pig in the straw house was making tea.
The wolf is coming, Tom cried.
Don't worry, said the pig. He can't get into my house.
Suddenly, someone banged on the door.
Little pig, let me in, the wolf shouted.
No way, replied the little pig.
Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in, roared the wolf.
He breathed in just as Tom threw some pepper at him.
Achoo! Fine, the wolf spluttered. I'll get your brothers instead.
Let's warn my brothers, cried the little pig, and they ran from the house. But the pig in the twig house didn't believe them.
The wolf can't blow down my house, he said.
Oh, yes, he can. But don't worry, said Tom. I've got a plan.
The wolf decided to try being polite. He knocked gently on the door of the twig house and stepped inside. But Tom had put soap on the floor. The wolf skidded across the room. Whoosh! Tom and the little pigs ran to the brick house. The wolf followed them.
Let me in, he howled.
Or what? Tom asked. You'll blow the house in.
Hey, that's my line, said the wolf.
He huffed and he puffed, but he couldn't blow the house down. The four little pigs were happy until they heard footsteps on the roof.
Oh no, cried Tom, the chimney!
The wolf crashed down the chimney.
I'm not afraid of bullies like you, Tom shouted.
The wolf looked fed up.
I'm hungry and tired, he said. I'm going to Little Red Riding Hood's house. She makes great cookies.
As the wolf ran away, Tom turned to the little pigs. Now you can live happily ever after. He felt Granny Mag's magic swirl around him. Next moment, Tom was back in bed.
So, was that boring?
Asked Granny Mag.
No, said Tom. Let's read Little Red Riding Hood tomorrow. I hear her cookies are great.
Tom looked down at the book. Something had changed.
I love having a witch for a granny, said Tom. Good night, Granny Mag.
The end.